Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, November 4th, 2017, and we'll clear the date for you. So let's release this energy. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And see if that helped you for this particular energetic, according of the date, the numbers to you. And now let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So here we go. We have two screens, maybe multiple monitors with multiple light beams. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you have a situation happening, we'll clear that from you. So you have to think of that particular situation, which is on a timeline, and I can clear that one timeline of your thought that you're looking at. So that may give you some peace. So here we go. I'll count to 20 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, back to you, Anna, if you're out there. Are you ready to go?
Hi, yes. Hello, Ron, and hello. Welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. As Ron said, it's November 4th, 2017. We're happy to have everyone here with us. Ron, I was looking at the emails for a moment there. Did you charge up the light beings for us?
Yes, I did.
Great. Thank you so much. That's such a wonderful treat. And when Ron does that at the beginning of every show, you'll want to have one of the pictures of the light beings up that you can find on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, or by clicking through to the Fast Chat page that has a lot of information on there, and including three pictures of the wonderful light beings. And the light beings are our healers. And tonight, as it's Saturday night, later in the show, probably about quarter of the hour, we will be actually taking a trip to Creation Lightship and visiting different rooms of nature there and being with the light being doctors. So think of one physical issue you'd like to have worked on, because you'll need to either write it down or speak it aloud at when that time comes, so they know what to do. And we've already gotten three or four requests for rooms people would like to visit, which is wonderful. So continue to send them in during the show, and we'll get to as many as we can. The email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. A lot of people were on a very special call today where Ron brought the new earth energy into our homes, and we would love to hear from people. We have heard from some who were on the call, and tell us how your house feels. And some people did their whole house, and some people did their bed and or their bedroom or certain rooms or places in their house. So it'll be interesting to hear how everyone is feeling tonight. And, of course, Ron, when you were clearing us before of an incident or a problem, it reminded me that you did say we have to continue to stay in peace ourselves, or we could sort of corrupt the energy that's in our home. So we shouldn't have, like, arguments and problems and drama and that kind of thing going on in our home as much as possible. So the energy stays there. And is there anything else you want to add about today?
Yeah, it's just been, for me, it's been a peaceful day. And the reason why we first did the bedroom is because hopefully if you're, connected with somebody, you know, a spouse or something, hopefully you're not arguing in your bedroom. You may want to have arguments someplace else, but you know, you don't want to bring all that energy of the argument into your bedroom and try to go to sleep. So that's why I selected initially your bedroom or your bed, where you could have that peace energy. You know, and the other rooms could be chaotic maybe, but that would be a more sacred space. But your own house now, from being on that call, is your own sacred space, and it's up to you to keep it that way. And, you know, like we mentioned, you could do the 12 source energies, maybe playing that continuously throughout the night, maybe. put it on some kind of continuous loop. I think we have that possibly on the website and or YouTube. You know, you want to do a location clearing. And, you know, just do stuff to make your house clean for you. And that'd be the location space clearing. We'll just see if anybody else has any ideas that they might have right now after being on that call today, which could help the listeners. And even if you weren't on the call, would help them to, you know, clear out their particular area. You know, the media clearing is a good one to have, because naturally the media is what hooks you, you know, TV, radio, or something about events. So that one's really good to get that stuff out of you and out of the areas, you know, around where you're hearing it, you know. Anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you, and you could maybe get in, read some testimonials or emails or something that was, you know, brought forth here from maybe the last week here. So back to you.
Okay. And, I forgot to mention that Ron gifted us at the end of the call with 2 hours of healing time on the light ship. So there, I feel like there were some people new to conference calls today, and I hope that you know, they understood, you know, that what was happening and that they got that extra healing. And we'd also love to hear from them if they noticed anything. I wonder if anybody did a lot of physical cleaning, because I got up this morning and I just felt so compelled to clean my house. It just felt like it had to be, you know, I had to match in the physical, the upgrade with, that we were getting, and it was really interesting. So it's very, very clean and energetically clean as well.
Great.
Okay. Alrighty. Let me see. Okay, we have okay, I'm going to read some of the things that people sent in about today. I was unable to attend today's call, so had to do it absentee. Work was hard, so I felt a bit dirtied up from it. Nevertheless, I came home to find that the house feels truly wonderful. It would seem that my house is now too good for me, so I will strive to be in better resonance with it. Looking forward to basking in it without any cares or worries. Would help if I didn't have to go back outside again, though. That was great. Well, mind to heart drop, right, Ron?
I'll be there in a second, Ann.
Okay. All right, and I'll keep reading these. Oh, we're getting in lots of requests. Thank you for the different rooms. And I'll go on to read another testimonial. Hi, Ron. The call today to bring in the new earth was tremendous for me. I could feel the healing, peaceful energy as I walked in and out of the rooms. I could feel a warmth on top of my head and certain serenity not felt before that was light and welcoming. This is the best way I can describe it. I noticed people who live here are still around tonight when they are usually out on Saturday night. All is well here, and many thanks, Ron. This was extraordinary.
Well, that's great. Wonderful.
Yes. And they're coming in. Oh, someone said a suggestion as you asked, Ron, to kind of amp up the New Earth infusion. The light infusion chamber clearing, which is online. It's also what people visit when they go see Ron at the expo, but it's also a whole life healing you can purchase on Ron's site. And also the harmonic frequency clearing. Two excellent ideas, excellent clearings. And, someone said, maybe this person could send in an email, but bedroom healing, hi Ron, I had computer trouble, so I don't know if you took me up because I didn't pay until about 15 minutes after 1. Have been doing space clearing on a regular basis plus several basic clearings. Hope you'll do another room clear healing again, and if so, when might that be?
Don't know.
Okay. Now, do you think that this person got in on the call if they paid late, or maybe if you just send an email, then Ron could maybe check. Would that be good, Ron?
Yeah, that would be good, yes.
Okay. 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 Another testimonial about today, New Earth. The moment that Ron cleared the bedroom, I was sitting in my bedroom with my shoes and socks. My feet asked me to take off my shoes and socks because it wanted to enjoy walking on air. My floor felt so comfortable walking on it because I never walked on my floor barefoot. Well, that is very interesting. I didn't really think through about the floor, so I'm going to pay more attention to that. Okay. Thank you for sending these in. Today's call was so great. Everything in my home feels glowing and electric. Thank you. Okay, I'm trying to find the ones that are about the New Earth. Oh, someone wrote in, 12 Source Energies, where is this? You can find that on Ron's YouTube channel. Thank you for asking. His YouTube channel is under Ron Amatron, and there are a lot of terrific videos there, and that's where you'll find the recording that he did of the 12 Source Energies. I also recommend the Time Stop and the Spirit Out and In. They're all there on the YouTube. Okay. And, okay, so someone said that after the New Earth infusion, they were absentee, but they did feel like, and then they felt like letting go of the clutter. So that's good. So they, I guess they also felt a little compelled, like I did, to clean the house. Okay. And I know we have others here. Here we go. Ron, thank you for my new home. I feel total peace in every room, and I seem to glide down the stairs. Healings are more intense and working faster, and I have this new sense of being safe and feeling protected. Thank you for this incredible afternoon and the New Earth energies.
That's nice. Great.
Very nice. Okay, another one. The new and the now balance energy is uplifting, peaceful, and healing. Both my husband and I have never slept with such inner peace and joy upon waking up. The whole house sparkles with little sparks of light. Thank you.
That's
cool. Is very great. Nice. And let's see, we're getting in more room requests. Okay. Great. Thank you for sending those in. Okay. I live in a nursing home, and you did clear my room, no doubt. It feels different. And for that matter, the entire hallway was quiet when I returned, which is unusual. I feel more comfortable in my room and in my wheelchair now, which means everything to me. Thank you, Ron. And I think you know the person that's from.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah. Okay. So, and another person wrote in, it's hard to write. Very peaceful, and we know this does happen. And we understand, because the call today and many times they're so, you're so in the moment and you're so relaxed that it is hard to put together an email. But they said, yes, a smile is there walking into the new earth space. How wonderful. And then they go on to say, the walruses came in the water while swimming on the lightship. So fun and playful. And then they request that we go to the walrus room tonight, which, of course, we will. And okay, and another one. Okay, I missed the start of the call today and heard Ron saying something about the new earth energies being living energies. Can you please repeat that, Ron, or explain a little more about it?
I'm trying to see what they were talking about here. The new earth is living. Yes, it is real. And it's not a hologram. So just a little background data. We're doing some type of flyer. Basically, initially, there was the new earth, or the earth, which would be like the new earth that we created, we'll say. So keeping that very simple. So there was the new earth, and then the aliens came in and brought in the mind energy to overshadow your brain. And then you're hooked up to the mind matrix. And then the mind matrix creates the holographic projections and gives you the thought energy, and your thought energy then creates your reality. Remember, law of cause and effect in the mind matrix, which is what you're experiencing. So you're actually projecting your experience or adding to the experience as you're on these timelines created by the aliens, which are darkness energies. So when you go into the new earth that's created now, which is physical, the new earth and the mind matrix energies have to kind of go hand in hand or side by side, or the mind energy is overlaid in the sense over the new earth that's here. Otherwise, you would have a different experience, completely different when you're on the new earth, you know, which means that maybe you would be riding a bicycle or something, or driving your car, and when you went into the new earth, that wouldn't exist. So it is the same energies as the aliens copy and paste what's real, but they don't have all the light codes to make it real, but they do the hologram of it to trick you. So when you go into, like we did today, making your house, we'll say bedroom, your area, your sanctuary, then you are in the present moment. And this is where you should normally be living. And then when you step outside of that, then you're in the hologram, unless you could be, you know, in the now with a mind to heart drop. So I would think that as you get used to being in the new earth, a lot of your physical problems may vanish. Remember, you're sleeping quite a long time in your bedroom, and maybe you're in your house. You know, let's just say that you get home after being at work, and you get home, we'll say, just to pick a number, we'll say at 7 o'clock. Maybe you get off at 5 and you have to drive, and then you're home at 7. And maybe you get up at 7 in the morning to go to work. So you're actually in your house for 12 hours. And that's half the day. So you're in your house, in your sanctuary, we'll say, for half the day. And you will start realigning with that new energy. That's why I wanted to do this so soon, to give you maybe a 2 or 3 month head start on this here, because it just came about instantly. And I wanted everybody to be there in this energy as soon as possible. So now you're going to have this nice head start instead of me doing it maybe in January or February. I wanted to do it, you know, ASAP to give you that benefit. So you're going to be living typically half your life in this the new earth, and it's up to you to hold that balance and that frequency by not bringing in the darkness to it. So that's what you have to do. That's your responsibility. But it'll allow you to probably get well sooner and faster by doing your clearings, because there's no law of cause and effect there to pull you out of it. So start doing your clearings and healings now, and just see if you don't have faster results from it, because you're not in duality like you were in the old earth. So that's what I'm hoping will happen for people. That maybe you know, maybe you're at work, you know, and you're dealing with fabrication, the hologram, and then as you get home, now you're in the new earth, and maybe you had let's just say being on the computer, maybe you have a slight case of carpal tunnel at work, and your wrist maybe hurts, your fingers get tired. Well, when you get home, maybe that might start to slowly go away. Maybe after an hour or something, or even less, maybe those aches and pains will leave you, because they don't exist on the new earth, only in the holographic reality, which are the timelines. So this should make you have a lot better, faster clearings and healings, because you don't have to clear away a bunch of density, and you're now living in that energy that you want to be in. So you're now in that peace energy. So we'll see how this pans out maybe in a week, and maybe you'll start having some healings that work the way it's supposed to instantaneously, just by going on the website and, you know, doing various ones that you normally would do, or maybe even new ones that we could possibly put up in your future. Then all of a sudden you may have instant results from that. So anyway, you're not in the law of cause and effect when you're in the new earth. You know, when you're there, you're in darkness, you know, when you're not in your little sanctuary. So back to you, and we'll see what else we have there.
Okay, Ron, wonderful. And someone did write in saying, yes, I cleaned the house today during the call breaks and in the morning. So unlike me, I want the inside to resonate with the energy of the new earth, too. So good. I'm glad that I'm not the only one that was compelled to clean today. Okay, we got another testimonial in. After today's call, my home feels cozy and spacious, like a light nest. Perfect. I should say that differently. A light nest. Perfect for my body and spirit to live in. Peaceful on all levels. Also, I appreciate Ron emphasizing that it's our job to take care of ourselves. I am committed to maintaining the sanctuary in my home and in my body home. I get that nothing outside me can do this for me, and that's very important to understand. Thanks.
Yep, hit the nail on the head. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, someone has a question about the lightship insignia. I'm not sure. And the 12 source energies, is this the same? I'm not sure of exactly what your question is, if you could send that in again, Ron, or if you want to just talk about maybe people aren't clear what 12 source energies and the lightship insignia are. So you could explain that for people. That'd be nice.
Well, the 12 source energies are what created, the light ship, and it also created the manifestation of light. So that's probably the best way to put that, I think. And the insignia that we put on the website is what we all have on our uniforms on the light ship. So being a lightship doctor, which is what I really am, we have that insignia on our cuffs of our, say, using the term lightly, our lab coat. And so that insignia would be on the backside of your palm. If you had a long sleeve shirt on, it would be where the cuff would be. And there's one on each side. And then there's also one that would be on the left side where you would normally have a pocket on your coat. So on the top side there. And that's where the lightship insignias are. And it does have its own frequency, and it radiates peace. And some people do use the lightship insignia in place of the light beams when they do their healings. So back to you.
Yes, there are five or six choices of different light beams you can use for the energy to come through on your healings on the website. And it's fun to change them around, and I do sometimes notice the difference, the just slight differences in the energy, and it's nice to be able to do that. Okay. So, okay. I read that one. Just looking to see if there are any more about today, but we'll move on to some questions and other subjects. Hello. The other day, I raced across a field because I was cold and underdressed. When I got to my car, it occurred to me I hadn't moved that easily and fast since I was a teen. I have been using the Body Jumpstart Bundle. I highly recommend it. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, that is such a typical comment, really, from people who do the healings. you don't really know always exactly what's going on, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm changed. I'm like a different person now. Okay. I just did the physical, emotional clearing this morning. What was revealed to me during the spirit session this evening was that light is being emitted through my body, just like the light being in the picture, and most noteworthy, light is being emitted copiously through my eyes and all my joints. Also, how important movement is in the healing of our own bodies. As we move, light is released through the moving joints. Can Ron verify this is accurate?
Yeah, that sounds correct to me.
Okay, so that's great. This person has just done her emotional body clearing, and that's the clearing that Ron recommends everybody do first, before they proceed on to the others, and that's wonderful. Yeah, that's a lovely description. Of what's happening. Okay. Okay, and we have another email here. A big shout out to all the wonderful hosts and people who make this radio show possible, and of course, none of us would be here without Ron. So this person's going through a little bit of a rough patch in their life, and they just wanted to share with you how much a raccoon family that lives near them means to them, and they're almost like pets to this person. And I bring them up on the lightship every week. They are vibrant and friendly and respectful of my space. Raccoons will talk to you with their musical chirping language if they trust you. Ron's clearings have made a peaceful, serene event out of my present situation. As always, thank you, Ron.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So make sure that you do the clearings for pets if you can. If one of them is injured or something. So, back to you.
Okay. Well, while we're getting in a lot of...
You can also bring you could bring in life force energy to them. Maybe they, you know, raccoons like water. Maybe you could do a, you know, put some light energy into, you know, have one of the calls on that you listen to. And we could probably, you could put some water out for the raccoons. Maybe when we, after we change the date or, you would do the problem, to get rid of problems, you could just put the water down and have the water charge for the raccoons. And that way, you know, that could help them by giving them life force energy, because sometimes, different wild animals may not get enough food or something. So they may have additional food in the water to energize them, or life force energy, putting it that way.
Right.
Back to you, Ann.
I knew a man who built a staircase, well, built a whole new deck, and of course it had a staircase going down a hill, and there was a family of raccoons under, and they loved those stairs, and his wife was always mad at him and wanting to chase the raccoons away, so he built a second set of stairs because he loved the raccoons so much. And he said, well, this is their home too, and if they like that staircase, then they can stay there. I thought that was very nice. So that's the second sweet story I've heard about people that deal with raccoons.
So are they walking on the stairs themselves, or just
they would kind of climb up behind it, you know, but there were just two stairs they would like, and they'd eat their little nuts and things that they drag up with them on the stairs.
That's
they like
cool.
Treated it kind of like a table. And then, of course, he became fascinated because they have such great little paws, you know, and the way they grab things and crack open nuts and everything. So he just kind of left the whole staircase to him, so his wife couldn't, to them, and then his wife couldn't complain because she had her own staircase. Okay. Oh, another testimonial. I can physically see the vibration of the new earth energy. It is beautiful and feeds all the cells in my body and all the living things in our home. A small group of outside animals sat at our window and enjoyed feeling the energy. They also slept up on the widow's walk while we were on the lightship. Thanks.
Great.
That's very nice. Light infusion clearing. Can you explain the lifetime infusion clearing? I'm not sure exactly which healing they're talking about. Maybe the whole life light infusion chamber? Maybe you could send that question in again. I'm not sure exactly which clearing you're referring to. Okay, here's another suggestion for clearing to help maintain the New Earth energy. To help maintain New Earth energy, I am running the special healing, stating, bring forth all the healing energy stored in the New Earth into the now. Integrate body and spirit. As was discussed a while back, this is to assist with continuously integrating the clearings we have done and transferred using the New Earth transport. The light infusion clearing can also be used for this. Wonderful. So that's light infusion chamber, whole life healing.
Yep, that's good.
Yes. Okay. And last night, we talked about a listener who uses the picture of the Merkaba for their food, to charge their food up. And she wrote in to say, I'm the person who started putting my food on the charged Merkaba. So she's been doing it for a while. So far, I am eating smaller portions, and the foods are more flavorful. I have younger-looking skin and have lost 22 pounds. And then I'm looking at a lot of happy emojis. I taped it under my glass-top dining table that I had object cleared. I also put a glass pitcher of water on it when not eating.
Very good. Very
yeah.
good. Thank you for sending in that information.
Yes, yes. People really enjoy hearing that. You know, what other people are doing with their healings and that kind of thing. Okay. Okay, someone has a question. Dear Ron, which clearings would help clear potential damage caused by exposure to radiation, such as x-rays, airport screenings, etc.? I recently had to get a few dental x-rays and felt a bit dizzy after them. I could think of the following: mind of the body, toxicity lymph, harmonic frequency, and water charging on the website to remove ill effects of radiation. Do you have any other suggestions?
A couple of those I thought of before you mentioned that. Let me see here. Get it out of your psychic billboard. So you're thinking about it, and that can draw energies to you. So you want to clear your psychic billboard so you're not thinking about the radiation to get put onto the timelines. So if you went through an airport, then do timeline crashing on that, you know, to release it from you. So back to you.
Okay, and I thought of the special clearing. Ron, what about that?
Yeah, that works for the physical body, so you could do that. That would work, too.
Okay. Great. Great. Okay. Oh, and we do have quite a few other things happening coming up, Ron, and someone has a question about the body restoration call, which is going to be December 25th on Christmas Day. Is it possible to be absentee? They're concerned because they're going to have company and it might be hard for them to get on the call. I can't remember.
I think that call was absentee last time, so yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
Right. I think so, and I know you always say it's fine to be absentee if you're in another country and you're going to be asleep. So okay.
No, what I would do then is just put your computer up with your picture in front of it so that, you know, that can help you get energized, too, during the call.
Right.
So I think most people who are on the calls do that anyway, but I'm just suggesting that.
Right, right. Okay. Got a few here I'm going to leave for. So someone who missed the call wanted to know if they could still have it done by you if they made a donation?
No.
Okay.
You have to wait till I do another one. I'm sure I'll be doing one, but I don't know when.
Right.
You know,
and yeah.
It could be maybe 3 months away or something.
Right, right. And, you know, we have a lot of things. You know, I'll go over all of that before the show is over tonight. So someone said, you know, more of a heads up would be great. Well, we agree. We know that, but this did come up very quickly, and it was just announced on, I think, Wednesday's show and talked about Wednesday and Friday. So, that it's unfortunate. It was a very short notice thing, but Ron felt it was urgent to do it and get it out there for us.
I came about on the conference call on Tuesday. That's when we first did it.
That's right, Tuesday.
You know, everything was very spontaneous. So back to you.
Okay. The mind to heart connection. Is this like the Mind to Heart Drop, but the online version, but not listed so you do with the special healing? I believe there's a whole life healing called the Mind to Heart Connection. And so I guess the question is that similar to the Mind to Heart Drop?
No, it disconnects the mind from the heart.
Okay.
So it is a different type of clearing. Some people have a hard time staying focused, have a hard time being in peace. So if that's the case, that's what that one would be used for, to release that alien connection which, you know, tied you into the cording of the mind so you don't go to your heart. So back to you.
Okay, and it's actually quarter of, Ron. Does this feel like a good time to go to the light ship?
Yep, it does. So you can give me the rooms here. So
I will, and I forgot to mention, Ron, it's the first Saturday of the month of November, so we can do a birthday party for November birthdays.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, this only works live on the show tonight. If you're listening to an archive, then it's going to give you peace energy. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, your pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And whoever's listening can go to the light ship. And here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as usual, we go into the hot tub room, pain release room, maybe floating magnets. You may have your own room request, and you want to request one particular healing. You may want to do it out loud, maybe every 10, 15 seconds. So, Ann, what rooms can we go into?
Well, let's start with the walrus room.
Walrus, okay. So here they come. There's three of them coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I guess we got the raccoons.
And raccoons,
so
yes.
The raccoon energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we stay in these rooms until we come down from the light ship. So you're there having continuous healing in those rooms. Okay, next room, please.
The beach room.
Beach room, okay. So here we go. Going to be on the beach, or even more than one beach. Beaches. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
The tulip room.
Tulips. Okay, here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And maybe two more rooms and we'll have our birthday party.
Okay. The dragon room.
Ah, that's good. Here comes the dragon. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And the gold dust room.
Gold dust. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And for people born in this month of November, and I'm going, and everybody else is going too, we're going into the food court where we're going to be having the light beings and everyone up there singing happy birthday. So in the food court, we can select our type of dessert we like to have to celebrate the birthdays that are people who are born in this month. So here we go. You can request what you like. There's all different types of things. I get the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the drizzle and the hot fudge and maybe some nuts on it and a cherry and whipped cream and maybe something else there. And strawberries, here we go. And the size of a pencil eraser, full of energy, and you can put it in your mouth, sometimes underneath your tongue to really feel the flavor. So that's going in right now for everybody, whatever you chose. You can choose pies and cakes, etc. Maybe you just want a juice drink or something. And you can just feel your body get energized for what you're ingesting here. And you are bi-located, so you're actually having this physically. So have something to drink if you wish. And you can ask for seconds and thirds, and the light beings now and the people up there are singing happy birthday to the ones that are having the birthday celebration today for this month. And just happy birthday, everyone. And we'll go into a couple more rooms here. Oh, any requests, Anne, that you may want to bring forth here?
Yes, the waterfall room.
Okay, here we go, waterfall. We can go into the clear one, the pure water one. Clear water, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, request your healing. And what's next?
The baby elephant room.
Okay, here they come, 3 elephants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And I have to go where the horses are. And I'll get the Palominos. You have your choice of which ones you'd want to have here. If you want a Shetland pony or something, or a really large horse, whatever is your choice here. What are they, a Percheron? Is that what they're called, the really big ones?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay, so your choice here. And you're on the horses now, having a healing. There's 3 horses. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll go into the room with the whales. And also we'll go for the starfish. So request your healing. And we'll have the manatees come. So we'll just do 3 to 4 rooms at one time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So now I'll come back from the light ship, and you're having your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants come with you right now. We'll come back from the light ship. I'll count to 5. Right now you're bilocated, and you'll be back here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There. Okay, Ann, so what's next?
Well, I thought I would remind people, thank you so much for that visit. As always, it's so relaxing and healing to go to the light ship, and I know everyone appreciates it. I wanted to just talk about some of the things that are coming up because we never want people to miss things. This coming Saturday, the 11th, Ron is doing a talk in New York based on financial freedom, I'll call it. It's kind of like the bridge to being on the new earth, you know, also financially. So if you're in New York, you can go to that lecture live. It's down in the Wall Street area. Send Ron an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he'll send you the details. Or you can make a $20 donation and call in. You'll get a phone number with a PIN, and you can listen to the lecture. And the time is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time. We usually are telling people the Pacific time zone times, but this time it's Eastern, 10 to 6. And that's the story. And Ron has a description, too, of it on a PDF file. So if you'd like that, you can also request that to clsquestions@yahoo.com. or to Ron, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and to get more information on what that's all about. Then, and we have a question about this, Ron is doing the brain cell rejuvenation call on November 20. Oh, I just lost the line there.
It's the 25th.
The 25th, sorry. Yeah. So, and that is a $20 call. It's going to start at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Again, back to Pacific time for this. Yes, November 25th. And that is going to be really wonderful. And someone is asking, Ron, if that on that call we could be absentee.
Yes, you could. Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's scheduled to last about 2 hours. And there will be 3 follow-up sessions to that. And then on Christmas Day, as I said, December 25th, is going to be the organ restoration call. And that's really a very special call, and it's sort of funny that it's on Christmas, because it really is a gift to all of us from Ron, because it's a very, very powerful healing. and he's giving us quite a bit. And that call does cost $50, lasts for 3 hours, starts also at 1 p.m., December 25th. And then on New Year's Day, there will also be a call at 1 p.m. That will be 1 to 5. And we get to set intentions for all 12 coming months. Ron brings in the energy, and we can sort of sample a little bit of the future and set our intention and kind of feel, oh, this might feel good to do this month or whatever. And it's really fun to write everything down and sort of see how you feel in each month, and people refer to them all year. So it's really nice. And, of course, meantime, for the month of November, there are the healing intensives that Ron does every month, the 3 7-hour calls and 1 Saturday 4-hour call. And that the first Sunday call is going to be a week from tomorrow, the 12th of November. And then the consecutive Sundays, the 19th and the 26th. The 4-hour Ascension preparation call is going to be Saturday, November 18th. So that's a lot going on, a lot of stuff. Plus, there are Ron's weekday calls that he does every weekday or Tuesday through Friday at 5:30. And those are really great to get onto. And all the information about that is on creationlightship.com about the monthly intensives. Okay, we're getting people requesting the PDF about the financial call. Is that correct, Ron, that if people want more information about the financial call, they should send it to CLS Questions and I'll send it out, or did you want to be sending those out?
Yeah, I think I can send you a link if you don't have one. A PDF, that would work, or just send it to me. But put in the subject box November 11th workshop. That would be the easiest way for us. So it'll say exactly what it is that we can forward you over the information on that.
Okay.
So that'd be great.
Okay. And so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it would matter either way. I'll be sending them out tomorrow.
Okay.
The ones that I have a few today that I don't need to send out, but either way would work. So.
Okay, that's fine. And also, Ron, I did want to ask you about this. Tomorrow, well, I guess how it's done is we're always told culturally that tonight we need to change our clocks back an hour. And it's fall, so it's fall back. So when you get up tomorrow, it'll be a different time. And we've talked about this a lot in the past, but I know we have new people and new listeners, and I was wondering if you could go over how that might affect us and how we can deal with it and protect ourselves.
Yeah, so just don't change your clock and stay on today. Remember, the aliens are taking people sideways because they're rebooting, we'll say, their system or their master timelines to control people. And so if you just don't change your clock, then automatically you will be on the time that you had, you know, for the last, 6 months or whatever. And then you can go on to the time change yourself, because you probably will have to go to work on Monday. And this way you can be on the same time zone that you're in right now without changing over. So you're going to have less alien interference just by holding the time that you have right now and not doing anything about it. And that's what I'd recommend doing. So I guess our show is getting close to the end here. Anything else you want to add, Anne, before we do the Mind to Heart Drop?
No, I think we covered everything. People are always, I do want to say, yeah, you're free to send questions that you have either for the air or, you know, something if you want written, you know, back to you privately to clsquestions@yahoo.com. But just a quick reminder, you know, we co-hosts don't really need to hear about your physical ailments because we have our own things that we're dealing with and having to clear too. So if it's just kept kind of basic, we really appreciate that. And also if they're kind of short. So we really, really love hearing from everybody. So and that's what helps make our shows great. So thanks for writing in.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Mind a heart drop. This you must say out loud. So here we go. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and to facilitate this, as the drops of those thoughts drop down, you can actually feel them sometimes. So you count from 10 to 1 backwards. We do this 3 times. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you, and we'll see you probably on tomorrow's 7-hour conference call. Bye, everybody. Blessings. Thank you.
Ron?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. It's not tomorrow. It's the following Sunday, the 12th.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right. Excuse me. Okay.
That's right. There's so many dates.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Okay. Bye.